Ladies and gentlemen, the first case this morning is United States v. Waddy. And Mr. Levine.
May it please the court, my name is Jeff Levine. I represent Antoine Waddy. The basis of this appeal is that Mr. Waddy was sentenced in part based upon an extrapolation of what can only be deemed as guesstimates. The government relied not on facts, but on sheer speculation as to the days per month that were spent selling drugs, as there was no evidence as to the defendant's involvement with regard to that, whether the defendant was aware of the quantities involved. And Mr. Waddy, give you some background on him, this is a guy who was unaware when he was hit by a bus, that he was regularly found unconscious in alleys, and he was unable to repay a $260 debt to the guy he worked for on the street. Conspiracy is somewhat advancing the purposes of an illegal agreement. And the tapes indicate that not only was Mr. Waddy not advancing the illegal agreement, but he was screwing everything up for the business. And I quote that in my brief. The district court accepted the premise that Mr. Waddy sold drugs 20 days per month and rejected his diminished capacity, minimal participation position in sentencing. The problems with the government's detailed extrapolations go to drug quantities. There were different amounts of drugs claimed. There were unreliable statements as to the different amount mix, and that is indicated at page 5 of the government's response, whether 5 grams were mixed with 50 Darwin tablets, or whether 3 grams were mixed with 15 Darwin tablets. And it also relies on a speculation and expectations of what the business was trying to sell on the street. These aren't facts, and in order for Mr. Waddy to be sentenced, he's got to be sentenced on facts. As there was no adequate determination of quantity of drugs, it's our position that this affected the district court's sentence. The court was unable to determine quantity, and this affected the entire sentence.
Mr. Levine, the career offender determination, though, doesn't that pose some difficulty for you?
It does, Judge. It does.
So
it does.
How do you kind of have, what's your response?
I think it affected the entire sentence. I think it affected the entire sentencing.
Well, it would. I mean, the career offender determination does sort of change the parameters.
And I argued at sentencing that Mr. Waddy grew up on the streets. He was a drug addict from the get-go, an alcoholic. And I listed all the arrests, and they were all at the exact, almost the same block. And I argued to the sentencing court that this was all part of the common scheme. The district court didn't agree with me. Found they were separate, and I argued this was based on when the government charged the conspiracy. And for Mr. Waddy, he was selling drugs on the street on his block with his friends that he grew up with. Mr. Waddy, in my years of practicing, I've never come across an individual like Mr. Waddy. Mr. Waddy overcame all that. He kicked, with the help of his family, his girlfriend, he kicked his habit. He moved out of state. He got clean. He presented a clean bill of health, drugs to his employer, got a job, started supporting his daughter, got a driver's license, completely kicked the drug. And that's why I'm so such an advocate for Mr. Waddy. I've never come across someone who was able to do this in his life. And I think based on the evidence that the district court looked at, or the lack of evidence that they looked at, that this should merit another look. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Hiller.
May it please the court, Matt Hiller on behalf of the United States. The district court correctly calculated the defendant's advisory guideline range to be 151 to 188 months because, first, the defendant is a career offender based on his 3 prior controlled substance convictions. Second, the district court set defendant's career offender base offense level at 32, which was based on a statutory maximum term of imprisonment of 20 years, which was the lowest available for the offense of conviction. Regardless of defendant's status as a career offender, the district court also did not clearly err through its calculation of the drug quantity attributable to Mr. Wadi. The district court correctly calculated that drug quantity based on information with sufficient indicia of reliability. And for those reasons, and the reasons stated in the government's brief, the government would respectfully request that this court affirm the decision of the district court. Thank you.
Any further? Thanks to both counsel. And